दोस्तों, पारिवारिक शोषण के बारे में समझने की हमारी इस मुहिम के दूसरे भाग में आइए जानिए मेलबर्न की डीकन यूनिवर्सिटी में मनोविज्ञान की प्रोफेसर डॉक्टर लता सत्यन से ऑस्ट्रेलिया में मौजूद कानूनों के बारे में।
People need to be aware that our Australian laws are quite different to the Indian laws or even laws in some of the other countries. Here, the laws are quite strict about family violence, and that if people experience any of the different types of abuse that I just went through earlier, then they are experiencing abuse, and then the person can actually seek help for it, but also the person who's causing harm can be punished in different ways. So people should not be quiet if they're experiencing any type of abuse.
In kanunon ke alawa, पारिवारिक शोषण की शिकार महिलाओं के लिए राष्ट्रीय, राज्य और स्थानीय काउंसिल के स्तर पर भी कई तरह की सुविधाएं उपलब्ध हैं, जिनके बारे में डॉक्टर लता सत्यन कुछ इस प्रकार से बताती हैं।
There are many services available, and we are fortunate that we have many services available in every locality, every part of Melbourne or Victoria and across Australia. So people are being abused. First of all, if the abuse is very serious and if they have an immediate fear of safety for their lives or their children's lives, they should ring the police on 000. Okay, so 000, this is what they should ring if they are in immediate danger at any time. People should also know that they can call this number for free from any mobile phone, even if they do not have any credit on their phone. So please ring 000 if you're in serious difficulty. Then for any other kind of assistance with regard to your experience of family violence, please ring Safe Steps. That's Safe Steps, and the phone number is 1-800-015-188. That's 1-800-015-188. Safe Steps will assist you with any kind of assistance that you need. So, for example, if you need to leave your home immediately and get another house to live safely with for yourself or with your children, you call them and they will arrange accommodation for you. If you need to speak to a counselor, again, they can organize that for you. If you need assistance with a lawyer, again, you can call them and they will transfer you to the right services. But let's say if people do not want to go down this path, but they are having some relationship difficulties and that they would like to try to resolve their difficulties, before it reaches the stage of violence, then I would recommend people call Relationships Australia on 1-300-364-277. Okay, that's Relationships Australia, and their website is relationships.org.au, and the number is 1-300-364-277. Also, every local council offers many services, including counselling services, for people in relationship difficulties. So you could approach your local council or even look up the council website and call the health services people there and just say that you would like to speak to a counsellor, and they will ask you to make an appointment and transfer you to the right people. Okay, so there are these services available. If you want information about family violence itself and the different services available, there is a Facebook page called facebook.com/Indian Women Support Group. Okay, so if you just in Facebook, if you search for Indian Women's Support Group, then you will find a lot of information in relation to family violence. And all of that is very valid information. So there are many services available, and I would strongly recommend that people do not remain quiet and tolerate abuse and suffer silently, because it can become very serious later on. So please try and take steps early so that you can help yourself and your family.
दोस्तों, ڈاکٹر لتا ستین کے ساتھ بات چیت کا سلسلہ جاری رکھیں گے ہمارے اگلے انک میں۔